This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, you patriots? You freedom-loving Americans, glad to be with you. The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, is how you can get a hold of us if you want to write. Facebook, Twitter, we're all over that stuff. Social media, they call it. And if you want to pick up the old-fashioned telephone, you can reach us at 844-551-8255. Much to talk about. What do you want me to talk about? What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about vegan, gluten-free gingerbread cookies? Huh? Is that what you want to talk? What? Why are you looking at me? $2.50 I see for at the grocery store. Vegan, gluten-free gingerbread cookies. Really? You ain't fooling me. There's no meat in those gingerbread cookies? What? Gluten-free? Huh? $2.50 a piece. They give these suckers away in China just to get you to come into the store. They're $2.50 at the grocery store where I shop. What kind of freakish world do we live in? Let me tell you something. These suckers, if you made them at your house, which is the most inefficient place for you to do anything, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you go buy all the ingredients. If you finished it and you made 100 cookies, you wouldn't have paid more than 25 cents a cookie. They want to charge you $2.50 in the grocery store for a gluten-free gingerbread cookie that has no meat. Oh, yeah. We're going to get to a story, by the way, where, believe it or not, they want to tax you for being a meat eater. This is the world that we live in, leftist. You want to know why they want to tax you for meat? You want to know now? I'm not telling you. Yeah, no. My producer's like, what? They want to tax meat? What are you talking about? I'm a carnivore. I know. I am too. Get ready. I'll tell you later. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Doug Jones? Dougie Fresh? In the House? No, in the Senate. Dougie Fresh in the Senate, baby. He ain't in the House. Did you see the riots? The riots that occurred over this Doug Jones thing, man. Doug Jones gets elected. Whew, the riots. They were shouting things like, not my senator. And then they trashed the University of Alabama. Did y'all see that? Shoot, not my senator. Mm-mm. It was a highly contested race, right? Very thin margin of error. The people of Alabama are conservatives. They're Republicans. They didn't, you know, they weren't going to go for that. Oh, that didn't happen. I get it. You're correcting me now, huh? You think you know more than I do, Mr. Producer. What? You're trying to tell me that it was when President Trump was elected that the leftists were saying, not my president. Not the whiny Republicans who were saying, not my senator in Alabama, right? Not them. It was the whiny leftists, Democrat, progressives who were mad that they had a new president. These are the same people, by the way, who said, why would we contest the election? It's a duly elected democracy thing and blah, blah, blah. But these are the people that whined about President Trump. Yet, conservatives are going, okay, hey, we lost temporarily. We're coming back to get you. So we didn't riot, is what my producer's telling me. I'm glad to report that because sometimes there's fake news out there. Yeah. Hey, how about this? How did Doug Jones win? Because I just brought up an interesting point to myself. How did Doug Jones win in this heavily Republican state? 28 points Donald Trump won the state of Alabama during the election. Where'd that voice come from? Who was that? Let me try that again. You know, so Donald Trump won the state of Alabama. State of Alabama. That sounded like Obama. Anyway, he won by 28 points. So how does this guy win? How does Doug Jones win in this state? And I have a theory. I believe that Doug Jones colluded with the Russians. And I believe that if you will do your homework, you'll find out that WikiLeaks has already got this out there somewhere. And not only this, Doug Jones had a back channel attaché, somebody on the campaign who contacted the Russians. Maybe does Doug Jones have a son? Is there a junior? He contacted the Russians and tried to, or maybe it was his son-in-law. That's what it was. Doug Jones has a son-in-law who did it, who contacted the Russians, and this back channel attaché. Now, the other part of this theory, this is just a theory. Donald Trump and team wanted so badly to get Roy Moore elected that they created this fake dossier on Doug Jones. That's what that's just my theory. I'm starting to hear rumors. I think we need a special prosecutor to look into this. Because who knows? Al Franken could be president one day. My producer is like, what? Where's that going? People will get it. They'll get it. Oh, yeah. This is a smart audience. Hey, leftists, here's what I'm trying to tell you. We're not whining about the loss of Moore. We got up today. The sun was still shining. The birds were chirping. You want to know why? Because Donald Trump is still president. And there's nothing you can do to take away November the 8th of 2016. And let me tell you something else, leftists, while I'm talking just to you. The millions of you who listen to my program, you are in bad shape. First of all, Doug is only temporarily holding that seat. He's a seat warmer for a Republican. And we're going to get a real Republican in there this time around. And we're going to be opening up some whoop butt, some kick booty, whatever you want to call it. I sell it. I keep it by the pallet, okay? And we're going to do it in November of this year. You guys do remember what happens during midterms, right? 2010 and 2014. Yeah. And for those of you who are saying, well, Kevin, that's what happens when you're the party in power. Yeah. Yeah. All the rules still apply, Alinsky. Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Don't let me interfere. Y'all won two governorships and now you got a fake senator sitting in office. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Bless his heart. It's going to get ugly for y'all. Let me tell you something. Woo! We got to cover this FBI. Have you guys been keeping up with this? You been keeping up with this FBI thing? Huh? You with me? I'm just telling you. It's going to get ugly. Eric Bolling quoted, the swamp claims another victory. You're right, Eric. But it's only temporary, my brother. Only temporary. We got more to talk about when we come back. Folks, I gotta take a break. I do. I wanna recharge.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So, an RNC chairwoman quit before Moore was even elected. Her name is Joyce Simmons. She's GOP National Committee Woman from Nebraska, and she emailed the 168-member governing body to inform them that she had tendered her resignation. And she wrote this: "I strongly disagree with the recent RNC financial support directed to the Alabama Republican Party for use in the Roy Moore race." And I keep coming back to this, folks. Look, don't know what's going on with Moore. You know, I can only surmise, you know, just I look at my life and say if I were 60-something, 60 years old, I don't know who Roy Moore is, but let's say I'm 60 years old, and you say, hey, 40 years ago or 30 years ago, Kevin, you hit on somebody or you tried to do that, and she was 18, and when you were 30, I'd go, well, did she look 18? You know, I mean, who is it? I couldn't tell you, maybe people have better memories. Maybe people keep many more pictures. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. There are many things in my life where it could be misconstrued. I tell this story often. I was a lady named Elaine, and I worked at a company called Flexible Computer. And I overheard her talking to one of the admins, a lady named Cindy. And she says, I'm getting my hair done, but I'm afraid, you know, it's going to look bad, blah, blah, blah. And I just overheard the conversation, so I remember making a mental note that said no matter what Elaine's head looks like, I'm just going to compliment her. And she didn't see me, so it was just an overheard conversation. Now, she's not not attractive at all. She was a very ordinary-looking woman. I mean, I'm not saying she's unattractive. Don't be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm just saying she wasn't like she's a Chippendale. No, I'm not gay. It wasn't like she's a Victoria's Secret model. She's just a, you know, ordinary woman working in a company as a secretary. But I overheard the conversation. So the next day, no matter what, I go, I'm going to come in and just make sure. We're a little company. We're like 57 employees. So I said, I'm going to make sure she knows that, you know, somebody noticed her hair and compliments her. I don't care what it looks like. It could look like a raccoon is humping her head. I'm going to say something nice about it. So I come in the next day, and I, you know, doing around in the break room, doing whatever. And in walks Eileen, and I go, wow. I go, hey, Eileen, I really like your hair. And you got to understand, I'm a 20-something-year-old engineer, and this lady's, I don't know, in her 40s. You know, there was no sexual innuendo. There was no nothing. So our VP of HR is pouring coffee. I was reading, you know, some tech manual, you know, just got parts in from a supplier. And Eileen comes in the break room, and I say that. So, I don't know, a couple hours go by, and I get an email from the HR guy. He says, hey, Kevin, when you get a minute, come in my office. I go into his office. You know, again, 57-person company. Everybody knows everybody. Italian guy. So I sit down. I'm like, hey, what's up, Rick? He says, hey, Kev. He says, so he goes, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I know you didn't mean anything by this. He goes, but the thing you said to Eileen could be misconstrued. And I'm thinking, what? And he's like, you know, you compliment a woman. And I'm looking at him like, he goes, look, I know. Seems crazy. But he says, I'm telling you, that can be misconstrued, not by me. Elaine absolutely beamed when you said it. You know, and mission accomplished, you know, is what I was thinking. And he goes, but I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this was years ago. But he was explaining, this could get you in trouble. Somebody could say, he was leering at me, making, oh, yeah. And so I'm looking at this Joyce Simmons lady who tenders her resignation over allegations when we're at a tinderbox that you can light the fuse on something that easily. And people are tendering resignation and immediately rushing to judgment. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is one of those moments for me. Like when I told you guys I grew up thinking everybody's ready to fight. And you look behind you, and there is no army. Well, you know what? I don't care if people abandon. You know, say, Kevin, I'm not sure I can go with you on this one. Don't go with me. But let me tell you something. There's not a guy I know, pastor, police department chief, nobody that I know, who if you go back a period of 30 years, you can't find a situation that he found completely, you know, mundane, unworthy of anything, and somebody goes, he harassed me. There's not a person I know. I don't care how pious your man appears to be or whatever. If you want to judge it based on what the left are now saying, let's judge things on, none of us are safe. This is ridiculous. And conservative women, you've got to lead the charge because you're watching your leftist sisterin over there just wreaking havoc on the male species, and unless you guys get in a fight, it's going to be guys like me. Because let me tell you, this is like people say all the time, Kevin, I wish I could say things like you, but I'm not black. Well, let me tell you something. I'm not a woman, and I'm telling you, I'm going to say the things that people go, well, women can say that, but I couldn't say that. I'm a dude, all dude, and I'm going to say it. Anyway, I look at these turncoats. These are the people that you, the reason why you can't know you're going to go to battle and be okay as a conservative. These are the very people, the people like this Joyce Simmons lady. Well, he's obviously guilty because a lady accused him. Oh, it's 18, it's 20, it's 1,000. Look, I don't care if it's a million. If the left says he's doing it, they're liars. We've proven them to be liars. And so you want to side with the devil? You look, I'm not, this is not about Roy Moore's religion and he's, you know, sanctimonious. I don't care. And another thing, this is one of these things where I want to talk to the candidates. Anybody talking about being a candidate? We just got a guy as president where people go, he's not perfect. He doesn't say the right things. He's not politically correct. So we win on this front. Then what do the Democrats do? They pick on Roy Moore. And what do? We become very sanctimonious. Oh, he could have done that. Roy Moore should have come out and said this. Look, I don't know if I did or I didn't. But I'll tell you this. I'm not that person from that many years ago. Are you? So what do you care? You should be caring about my politics. People have to take a stance and say, are you kidding? All this tepid response to these leftist, you know, cries of, oh, whoa, are crazy. Look at everything they do and compare yourself to it and then say, you know, why are you going to be looking at me? Let's look at your dirty laundry. This bugs me. And I'm watching the conservative movement get consumed in this stuff. And it's almost like, do we ever learn? Or when is the conservative movement going to say, well, they did it with Trump? But other than that, are you going to let that flow downstream as well and hit other candidates where you doggedly support Roy Moore? You doggedly support the next person? Because trust me, there will be more. They're going to attack you. That's what they do. That's what the left does. Maybe that's what I'll make as our lesson for the day because I haven't come up with that just yet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's discuss harassment for a second. Why can't I harass you? Sometimes, I can never harass you, never. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking just, it's unfair that I can't harass you at the workplace. Like, you gotta be careful just to say, hey, you look beautiful today. That's how messed up the game is. I think you should be able to comment on any part of the body that you see. I'm serious. I mean, let's work out a deal. Don't get me fired. Women work with men, right? It's like having a grizzly bear work with salmon. Dipped in honey. Like, so now you dip the salmon in the honey, right? Grizzly bears. And the salmon get to walk through comfortable with honey and fish and good morning, grizzly bears. And the grizzly bears is like, hey. He can't even growl, like, ah, what's up, fish? Oh, my God, human resources. The grizzly bear just did grizzly bear.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That's a funny set by Patrice O'Neill. Rest in peace, Patrice, one of the funniest comedians out there. Why? Because he's dealing with real stuff, people. Oh, why? Were you laughing? Of course. I saw you guys laughing, but what about the audience? You think they were laughing? Of course they were laughing. Funny stuff. That's what life is about. Life is funny when you're able to address it. We could even go into further. Why do we allow men and women in the workplace? Then you could even segue into, now do you understand why Muslim men want to keep men and women separate? They don't want to deal with this nonsense. Shout out to Islam. Shoot. Who wants to put up with that? Who wants to believe that the most innocent thing can now be misconstrued as, look at what he did, and people's careers are ruined? This is the thing that really bugs me, is that, you know, these are not trivial things. Roy Moore is a judge, and now he's a tainted judge. Because somebody had a political agenda and said, you know what, I'm just going to ruin his life. Why not? Do you realize there are people out there who take some sort of morbid pleasure in ruining people's lives? It could be an old girlfriend. Oh, we broke up. I'll get him. Just wait. How many women do you think right now are scheming like, well, shoot, I could easily say something about so-and-so. I'll be believed. Remember when they did all the sexual harassment in Congress and Elizabeth Warren? I was sexually harassed. Yeah, my professor when I was in the college, he chased me around the desk, and they found out the dude had polio. He was on those walkers. Yeah, how'd he chase her around the desk? Looking like a pterodactyl that was landed, you know, the wings, walking on the wings, or looking like a walrus. Come on, lying. And, oh, she was giggling the whole time, never reported him. And, of course, dude is dead, so he can't come back and go, she's lying. Pocahontas, are you talking about Pocahontas? She's lying about being an Indian, and she's lying about me chasing her around the desk. I had polio. I was in a wheelchair, or, yeah, I don't know, I didn't even have any legs. If the dude that chases Elizabeth Warren around the desk had no legs and arms and all he had was a neck and a head, she'd swear he rolled around on that neck and his head trying to chase her around. He was trying to breathe up my skirt. They're just liars, man. God. And, you know, people that throw in with them are just, you're just as despicable to me as anybody else. I'm sorry, Jeff Flake, senator from Arizona, tweets, decency wins. He's for Doug Jones. He's for a dude who will kill black babies in droves. And he tweets, decency wins. What's up with Flake? Decency? Really? Let me tell you a few undecent things about Doug Jones. The first undecent thing about Doug Jones is he's a white dude with a black man's name. How about that? The same people who want Donald Trump impeached for a little grab butt that they claim he did canonized a sexual predator for 8 years by the name of Bill Clinton. Many of those same people wanted the woman who allowed Bill Clinton to get away with all of his sexual abuse of women, which is decades long and continues to this day. They wanted that woman elected. But decency wins. Decency wins when the Democrats, we just found out the other day, spent $270,000 of your tax dollars settling Alcee Hastings' sexual abuse lawsuit. Member of the Congressional Black Circus, yes, one of the circus clowns, and he's one of the people that your tax dollars went to protect him. $270,000. Let me ask you, what do you think that money could have gone towards? The national debt? Bailing out quite a few black people from losing their homes, maybe helping a few black folks start their own businesses. Yeah, Alcee, thanks a lot, bro. Thank you. Unbelievable. John Conyers. Dude was 88 years old, served 52 years in Congress. How many women do you think John Conyers molested or sexually abused in some way? They said he used the threat of Chandra Levy, you know, like, you don't give it up, you could find yourself dead at a park in New York City. They have to dig up your bones. Wow. He was threatening people. Al Franken. Look, I still go back to Franken's a jokester. We all know people like him. Every one of us. I've been to parties where if I had videotaped them, half the guys in the party would be out of a job. Yeah, they'd be out of a job. So, you know what? Where does this end? Somebody give me the end game. Man, I want to see that payoff list. I want to see where our money went. I want to know who got paid. Because for all intents and purposes, if you want to leave Congress or whatever, he molested me, you know it's going to be swept under the rug. Look, John, I'm going to say you molested me. You give me $250,000. I'm out of your hair, you know, because I want to go do my thing over here. I'll donate to the campaign, and it'll get and it's never going to see the light of day anyway. Am I being a conspiracy theorist? Decency wins. The Democrats don't want to show you that list because they don't want to show you how many of these indecent suckers are on it. Figure the average payout is $200,000. I mean, I don't know what it is, but is $200,000 too much? So they had $17 million in this slush fund, because that's what it was. You had $17 million in the slush fund. And if the average person got $200,000, then you're looking at what? Do the math. Somebody in your head. What? 85 assailants. 85 people. So 85 members of Congress at an average of $200,000 are on that list. And it's actually $17,200,000. So we could add one more. 86. So if there are 86 people on that list, that's a lot of congressmen. That's a big number. 535 total, you know, when you look at the House and the Senate. Really? Decency wins, Jeff Flake says. Jeff Flake, man, talk about really showing your true colors. Ted Kennedy murdered a woman, and the Democrats call this man the Lion of the Senate. Yeah, he's a lion that eats rabbits. The Lion of the Senate. That's what they think about him. Robert Byrd, member of the Klan for years. Decency wins, right? They eulogize this man with the highest people in office. The Clintons and Obama all eulogize Senator Robert Byrd from West Virginia. Yeah, because decency wins. How many decent people do you know can kill people, extort people, can menace people like Hillary Clinton has done to all these women that Bill Clinton has harassed? How much of this has gone on where these people are talking about what Conyers did or what Franken did? I couldn't speak out. They're not talking about conservatives. They're talking about them. They're talking about themselves. Decency wins. Decency won nothing the other day when Doug Jones got elected. There are no decent people on the left side of the aisle in politics, and they know it. They get mad at us for saying it, but it's the truth. Nothing decent about it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Another big story. This is huge. Loathsome human idiot. And talk of Watergate. We now know exactly what was in those anti-Trump texts sent by the FBI agent who was kicked off Robert Mueller's Russia probe. And it's not pretty. In fact, some of it, we can't even share some of it for you on morning TV. It's that bad. Griff Jenkins is live from our D.C. Bureau with the stunning new text messages that have been obtained by Fox News. Griff, I couldn't stop going through these this morning. It's crazy.
Stunning indeed. Good morning, Heather. These obtained by Fox News between two FBI agents assigned to the Russia probe, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. It led Special Counsel Robert Mueller to remove Strzok from the investigation, and the language is at times profane and not for morning television, as you say. And this is all, Heather, going to fuel the narrative that the investigation is tainted. Now, let's just start with March 4th last year. Page, God, Trump is a loathsome human. Strzok, yet he may win. good for Hillary. It is. Would be a worse president than Cruz, Page, Trump? Yes, I think so. I'm not sure. Strzok. Oh, my God. He's an idiot. In this, stroke. God, Hillary should win 100 million to zero. Page, I know. Now, remember, all of this is taking place while Strzok is an integral part of the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. He was the one credited with changing the wording in then-FBI Director James Comey's assessment from grossly negligent to extremely careful. A month later, Page appears to acknowledge that they're doing something they shouldn't. Look at this. Page, so, look, you say we text on that phone when we talk about Hillary because it can't be traced. Now, later, by October, after candidate Trump has gotten the nomination, Strzok's deeply felt bias reaches new heights. Here, on the 20th of October, I am riled up, Strzok says. Trump is an expletive idiot, is unable to provide a coherent answer. That same day, in all caps, that's shouting across texting, can't pull away what the expletive happened to our country. The reaction from the White House, Heather, has been stern. Here's what one of the president's personal attorneys, Jay Sekulow, said to Hannity last night.
The conflicts of interest with inside the FBI and Department of Justice as to this Fusion GPS matter is breathtaking in scope.
Now, there is also this November text exchange, which perhaps shows a little bit of the thinking of from Strzok. Strzok writing, quote, bought all the president's men, figured I needed to brush up on Watergate. Page, my God, Sessions for DOD or OJ, Attorney General, that is. Strzok, Attorney General, Page, good God. Now, the revelations are highly significant, Heather, because the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, is expected to testify before a House Oversight Committee today. Rosenstein is the one who appointed Mueller in the first place. And if that wasn't enough for you, this also comes as the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., is calling for an investigation before he is interviewed by the Senate Intelligence Committee today behind closed doors. So it is certainly an understatement to say that this is a stunning development.
Oh, what a tangled web. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, that was Griff Jenkins on Fox News reading the litany of things that are happening with these FBI guys. And boy, it's ugly over there, isn't it? Text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in 2016. And I think it took Freedom of Information to get this stuff. They called Donald Trump a loathsome human and an idiot. And what's funny, if you look at the Twitter feeds of the leftists, you know what they say? They say things like,
well, just because they have opinions that differ from yours, that doesn't mean they can't be objective during the FBI investigation.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what these leftist clowns would be saying if the shoe were on the other foot, right? If we were investigating Hillary Clinton and a bunch of partisan Republicans were saying, she's a loathsome person, she's an idiot, she should be arrested. And it goes on. I mean, they're horrible. Griff Jenkins says, we can't say them on the air. You can't. They're full of expletives. I mean, well, you could say them. You know, you just have to clean them up a little bit. Quite a bit, in fact. I didn't even print them out because it was like, why bother? The bigger issue is not so much that, oh, they said this or that. Yeah. Seriously, would you not vote Democrat? I don't know. I suppose Hillary, I would vote D, Page affirmed. God, Trump is a loathsome human. Yeah, he may win. Good for Hillary. Later the same day, OMG, Trump's an idiot. He's awful. America will get what the voting public deserves. That's what I'm afraid of. Later that day, okay, I may vote for Trump. What? Page answered. Poor Kasich. He's the only sensible man up there. And then they go on to imply that we might have to do something. You know, let's pull it offline. They're not going to be able to read these texts, are they? Man, Mueller, you got some work to do here. I'm not going to try to get all up in Mueller's business, but I mean, come on. We got cheating going on. They even, so, you know, I'm not going to get into is this election fixed or whatever with Alabama, but You know, as I sat there watching the election in my chair, naked under my robe. Yeah. And now I'm bothered that you people are thinking about me being naked under my robe. You disgust me. Anyway, back to what I was saying. As I sat there watching the Alabama election naked under my robe, and, you know, I noticed that the gap started closing between Moore and Jones, I was thinking to myself, you know, okay, you got the black folks out voting and all that, but then they said 92% of Democrats voted. And I'm going, 92% of Democrats voted in a special election? Wow. That sounds like Russian collusion, if you ask me. So we're supposed to believe it was legit. Our guy lost. Well, maybe he was your guy. The Republican dude lost. Anybody that's against the Democrats, I'm for. So he lost, and I take my lumps. Obama won. We took our lumps. And then what happened? Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. November 8th, 2016. Democrats had to go into counseling. Madder than a mule chewing bumblebees. You know what I'm saying? Just mad. It was funny to watch them. They want me to be concerned? I'm not concerned about them. Told you guys the other day. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Oh, man. So we got all these texts. People going against the president. Before he was president, during president, Peter Strzok, central to the thing. We got people over at Planet, over at Fusion GPS, the wife, who, by the way, looked like a dude. The wife of some Asian guy, maybe he couldn't see her all the way. Oh, yeah, he went there. He did, he went there. So, you know, I don't know, but looks like a dude. She's a very unattractive woman. She's working over at Fusion GPS. Fake dossier being put together. You know, you got all the story. But no, no harm, no foul. And so they said, Jay Sekulow, who's Donald Trump's attorney, they said, well, Trump's demanding his step down. And Jay Sekulow said, we have demanded no such thing. The left is pretending that we demanded that. He came out and says, we've never said that. Leave him there. I told you guys, Trump's smart like a fox. No. Let Mueller continue to do his job. Because you know what the left will never be able to say? Oh, he fired Mueller, and then that's when they started, you know, fixing the deal. Nope. Mueller is going to have to show the people just how corrupt things are. And don't think for one second, people, that Donald Trump and that team doesn't already know. That they don't have the answers. You think Sekulow's a dumb attorney? Sekulow is saying, you continue doing what you're doing, we've got the evidence, and we're going to then expose you for being a fraud. Don't try to pull that on us. I'm anxious to see how this all shakes out. This is getting good. I want you to ask yourself this question. You're a leftist, and you see everything that's come up now. Mueller's tied to Fusion and all this stuff. We got Republicans working with the Democrats to strategize against Trump. Now, they're supposed to be hunting Russians. We're hunting Russians. But none of it's going to the Russians. And we got all this stuff going on. And then we find out the FBI, the special investigative team, has been stacked with people that love Hillary, donated to her, support her fully, hate Donald Trump, don't want to see him as president, and all they keep doing is circling back in on themselves. Was a Democrat? When does the light come on? I don't know what gets in the mind of a Democrat. It's a dangerous place to be. Now, I can be there. I'm a professional, but most of you stay away. But what do you think most of these Democrats, many of these Democrats are saying? The blue-collar Democrats, they're going, our party's crooked.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.